It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This past season of Flashback, we covered stories about unintended consequences in history. And we asked you, our loyal listeners, to send in some of your own stories on that theme, and you responded. So we wanted to devote a special bonus episode in order to share some of your wonderful submissions. One of the landmark historical events that came up in several of our stories this season, from tales of Hitler's drug habits to the dangerous effects of phosphorus, was World War II. And several of you pointed to some other interesting unintended consequences tied to that war. Alicia Downs, a history and anthropology major, wrote in to say she was in fact working on a scholarly paper on two of the biggest. The first, a major strategic blunder on the part of the Nazis.
At midday on June the 22nd, the peoples of the USSR heard the news that they were at war with Germany.
As Alicia writes, Germany made a vital error in invading Russia. As strong as Britain was, it wouldn't have survived a full-scale invasion from Germany. Instead, Alicia says that by attacking one of the most populated countries, Germany allowed Britain to regain its strength. The second was another big strategic blunder, this time by Germany's ally, Japan.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Before the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, the United States had resisted getting involved in the war. Japan provoked a sleeping tiger.
I believe that I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people, when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us.
And as Ray Joseph points out, there were several other consequences of America's participation in that war. He writes, America exited World War II with its infrastructure not only intact, but expanded. While Europe, Russia, and Asia were rebuilding their cities, America became an industrial powerhouse. It took these other countries decades to catch up. Thanks to the war, America was able to make a massive technology grab, including grabbing some of the world's top scientists, especially from Germany. Scientists who would help the U.S. get to the moon and more. And it doesn't stop there. As Stephen Martinez shares, there were other unintended consequences of some of the projects launched by American scientists after the war. One of them was Project MKUltra, a CIA program that used human subjects to experiment with mind control. Many of these unwitting subjects were found in prisons, asylums, and even top universities. One of the most famous victims of these experiments was reportedly a 17-year-old Harvard student named Ted Kaczynski, who would later become famous for something else.
Federal agents have taken into custody a man they suspect as the Unabomber.
Long before he became the Unabomber, Kaczynski volunteered for a psychological study run by Dr. Henry Murray, a Harvard professor employed by the CIA. Kaczynski and other students were subjected to aggressive psychological interrogations designed to test their responses to stress. Following the experiment, Kaczynski became withdrawn, and many scholars argue that this traumatic experience contributed to his alienation from society and ultimately his crimes. World War II was not the only war in which American involvement triggered some unexpected consequences. Neal Stephens points out that U.S. participation in World War I did as well. For example, the 1918 flu pandemic, which is believed to have been brought by American soldiers from Kansas to Europe, where the local outbreak was transmitted worldwide. This season on Flashback, we also told the stories of invasive species like kudzu and the gypsy moth. We learned how introducing such species into new environments had unleashed a torrent of unexpected consequences. One of our listeners, PhantomWriter563, points out another ecological introduction whose effects we are still living with, especially during allergy season. For decades, American urban planners have engaged in a form of botanical sexism, the decision to plant only male trees along public streets and parks. Initially, this appears to have been an effort to avoid the seeds, pods, and other droppings from female trees. But of course, male trees make something else, pollen. So now the male-dominated city treescape is one of the main reasons why pollen and pollen allergies have gotten so bad in recent decades. Thanks again for listening and for sharing your thoughts, feedback, and ideas this past season. And you can continue to do so by emailing us at flashback@ozzy.com. That's flashback@ozy.com. Please stay tuned to this feed for more bonus episodes on fateful moments from history in the weeks ahead. Flashback is written and hosted by me, Sean Braswell, senior writer and executive producer at Ozzy. It was edited by Maeve McGoran and produced by Tracy Moran. Chris Hoff engineered our show. Make sure to subscribe to Flashback on the iHeartRadio app or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.